Eureka Cooks, a newly licensed community commercial kitchen, is now open to any cooks and bakers needing professional space to prepare foods to sell. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with Eureka Cooks founders to bring us the story.
Hi, my name is Bill King, and I'm sitting here in the new commercial kitchen that I just built. I'm calling it Eureka Cooks because I want it to be a community kitchen.
Bill King is offering aspiring and seasoned cooks and bakers the opportunity to incubate a food business or prepare foods to sell to the public in his affordable community kitchen.
I feel like to get into that kind of thing normally just takes too much overhead, that a lot of really good cooks who would like to do something aren't able to because it's just too expensive to get into.
The name's a double entendre, he says.
It's a noun and a verb, which I kind of like. It's the people who work here, but it's also what we do here, and it's also kind of a idiom or something, or an expression to like, hey, that really cooks. So it kind of does it on three levels for me.
King provides a tour of his new compact community commercial kitchen, recently inspected and approved by the Arkansas Department of Health. It's fully equipped.
I got a lot of it actually at a literal fire sale. A local restaurant burned down this spring just as I was doing this, so I was able to pick up equipment at a pretty reasonable price. This here, this large oven here, it's got a proofing oven for bread on the bottom and a large convection oven. It can turn out lots of bread or cakes. An industrial mixer and a smaller mixer. I've been grinding some of my own wheat in my grain mill.
Several vintage refrigerated display cases, currently empty, stand near the entrance of the storefront where customers can drop by.
I'm not sure what hours we'll have, but once we start really turning things out, we plan to be doing retail hours where people can come in and buy cakes and pies and food to take home and prepare.
He also has constructed a very clever storage unit for resident bakers and cooks to place goods and cooking implements for safekeeping.
So I've got these 10 individual pantries. They all have a little place to put a padlock on them. And people can kind of customize it to fit what they're doing and keep their food. If they have special cooking equipment that we don't have here in the kitchen, they can keep that for themselves in the pantry. I put blackboard fronts on the pantry so they can also be artistic in their pantry.
The newly built commercial kitchen inside a former art gallery is located across from the historic post office in a space different than King initially imagined.
A few years ago, they were starting a community center here in town, and I had this idea for a community kitchen, and I really pushed that should be part of a community center, kind of an incubator for small businesses. That they didn't see my vision, and so here I am doing it on my own.
Taking a seat at a large cutting board topped table, one of several food prep surfaces in the kitchen, King says all cooks and bakers are welcome to come by and visit.
I envision all kinds of things. I can see people making like frozen burgers to sell, cakes, pies. We will have a small retail area here where products made here can be sold. I also picture someone who's a great cook maybe booking one day a week or a couple days a month where they do a dinner where they take reservations and people can come and do a takeout dinner of that great cook.
King has owned and operated a number of successful restaurants in Eureka Springs over the past 40 years.
In 1980, I started a little vegetarian restaurant here in Eureka Springs called the Pita Hut. It was, I think, kind of a little ahead of its time for Arkansas. A lot of our tourists didn't really get it, but it was a big favorite among the locals. I also started a small coffee shop bakery back in the early 80s called Sweet Dreams here in Eureka. I've cooked in vegetarian restaurants down in Florida, and I've just been in restaurants a whole lot of my life.
King, along with his husband, John Rankin, owned the historic building housing the kitchen last year, acquiring Brews Next Door, a popular coffee and Arkansas craft beer house, which hosts live bands and creatively themed art exhibits.
When we took it over, it didn't really have much of a kitchen, so the food menu was really limited. So part of doing this also is so that we can have a better food menu at Brews, make up for some of the lost income we have from not having events during the pandemic and things like that. So right now I'm focusing on making new dishes for Brews.
Bill King's enjoying his new kitchen space so much, he admits, to not being keen on sharing it, but seriously does invite any interested cook or baker needing a professional space to contact him.
People can find me, well, we've got a page on Facebook under Eureka Cooks. People can contact me through that. They can also email me if they wanted to, billking34@gmail.com.
Eureka Cooks could also be an out-of-town destination for tourists who could spend a few nights in Eureka and play by day in King's Kitchen. Bill King says this new business is perfectly timed, opening during a pandemic.
Takeout food, for one thing, is where we're at and where we're probably going to be for quite a while. And there are also a lot of people that are out of work or underemployed right now, and it gives people an opportunity to start a small business and make a little bit more money.
Bill King says the mission of Eureka Cooks will remain fluid, like a nice sourdough pancake batter rising with heat to any occasion. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And Eureka Cooks is on the corner of Spring and Pine in Eureka Springs. It's next door to Brews Coffee. If you went into Brews Coffee right now, you could take in a new art exhibit titled What I Did for My COVID Vacation. It features the work of 32 local artists.